Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are back. And we are at Exotica, and I am so excited to have this sexy lady in my seat with me over here. I've known her for quite some time, but I haven't got to have a one-on-one conversation with her. So, Private Talk, please welcome Jessie Lee.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, I love it.
Like when Lexi Bell asked me, and she's like, do you want to do it? I was like, absolutely.
I love that. I'm always like, because you know when you know everybody has their own schedules, everyone's on their own thing, so it's always like, I don't want to invade in you making money and being at this big convention and all those things, but I always appreciate you ladies taking the time and talking to me, so thank you again.
You're welcome.
So tell us about, what do you have going on at your booth here at Exotica? What are you selling? What are you promoting? What are you getting into these days, Jessie Lee?
So I just had like a bunch of like posters and 8x10s and stickers and magnets and coffee cups.
Are you a big coffee drinker?
Oh, I love coffee. Okay. I have to give you one. They're color changing.
Oh, I love that.
And then I have Loop. I have maple flavored Loop. It's water based and it's so fucking good.
Is that something that's your personal concoction? Is that good?
Yeah. So I went through XR Brands and there's this maple syrup. It's in Canada and it's like canned. And
okay.
It's like white with like a red building on it or a red cabin on it. And I gave XR Brands that can of Loop, that can maple
and
syrup.
Like,
can you guys like copy this? So they did. It tastes so good. All of my Canadian friends are like, I want to put this on pancakes.
I love that. I used to have, there was something like a spray, like a sexual enhancement thing that was like a pancake type of smelling thing too. It was like vanilla, but it was like that, and I loved the smell too, and it smelled like pancakes. So it's like, you know, when you go down and do your business, you're gonna smell fresh and delightful.
And a good thing about my lube, because Joanna actually used it for anal, and she said it was like great for anal. I was like, oh, perfect.
That's always important.
But when you have sex with it, it smells like waffles.
Does it make you hungry afterwards?
Yes.
I love that. So where could you purchase your lube if you're not here at the convention at Exotica to get it personally from you? You have a website, you can sell it on your OnlyFans, where do you sell it?
I don't yet. You can only get it from me at conventions right now. My friend Alex is going to make a store for me, so I was going to do it, and then I got in a really bad accident.
Okay.
Back in February, so I haven't been able to like finalize stuff. I was going to do commercial and all that stuff, but you know, I had to like...
Okay, well, it's just pushing it back, but you're still going to do it.
Oh, absolutely.
We're happy to see that you are here. Yeah. You are definitely a survivor.
Thank you.
I commend you for right after your accident, you were doing but you were dancing and being whatever, and just the fact to have the mental capacity to do all those things, I think it's really honorable to do those things.
Thank you.
Appreciate that you give your fans all of that love and, you know, just Jessie Lee all the time.
Thank you.
So I'm sure that it was really tough to go through and the struggles of that.
Yeah, like after my accident, my jaw was wired shut for 7 weeks. It was awful. I lost so much weight because I was just drinking smoothies. But I just started being able to do blowjobs.
Okay.
I did a content shoot with Flesh Mechanic, if you know who that is.
Okay, I don't.
So he's the guy that's walking around that looks like Magnum PI, and he has like a fucking like mustache and Hawaiian shirt.
Okay.
Tattoos.
And I would have to be on the lookout.
Oh my god, I have to show you, but he's Canadian, obviously. I love
so
Canada.
So you just did a blowjob scene with him?
So we did an actual full-on scene.
Oh, nice. Can we see it anywhere yet?
So it hasn't been edited, but you'll see it on both of our OnlyFans.
Okay,
so
that's amazing. I too just recently dropped a comeback scene myself. I haven't been in porn over 5 or 6 years. So this morning, I released it to the public. So it is on pay-per-view right now.
So I'm excited about that. Yay, she's back. Alexis is back.
It's always funny because I have, you know, you sexy ladies and men sometimes in my chair, and they're like, but when are you, like, when can I work with you? And I'm like, I just don't work with anybody but myself. So now I can start making my lists and checking it twice and be like,
yeah, I like that too. Like, you kind of, like, after a thing, so I stopped doing Boy Girl, and then I broke out with him, so I started doing Boy Girl again, and then I got in the car accident, so now it's like I'm back at it again.
Life was lifing for you, and but now it's like, let's do it.
But now it's like, I'm not gonna shoot with whoever, I'm just gonna shoot with who I wanna shoot with, like someone that, you know, you have really good chemistry with, or that you can make a lot of, cause you make not only the money, but you can make a lot of money when you have a really good scene, and you can't,
sure.
you can't like, have that with people you're just like, about. So,
I think that's what's really amazing about platforms like OnlyFans and the different fansies and all those things like that, is because it really gives us the say in like the production, cause we're our own production company.
Yeah.
And the freedom to like release it on these scenes and have the traffic and get all this stuff, where we don't really need to work for these big companies anymore.
Yeah,
and so I
agree.
I like that, you know, the performer aspect is kind of like taking back the creative control. And I agree as far as the energy, I'm a big energy person. So it's me coming back, and I'm sure yourself, like you said, is I want to do the best scenes, and not that I didn't do them prior to, but I have the say. I have like everything from my outfit to what we're, where we're doing it, what we're doing, how long I'm doing it, and it just makes it that much more hot.
You know, to worry about like making sure you do certain things, or the director like yelling at you about something.
It's like, open up, do this, do that.
Face to the camera.
Or they're like, okay, we don't need any more of that. And I'm like, no, but I need more of that. They're like, no, I don't want to stop yet. I don't, please,
we're
no.
like, you can actually have them eat your pussy on camera, because that's allowed in OnlyFans. And real porn, they don't want to see that stuff, which is weird, because everyone wants to fucking see that.
Real women, we love pussy eating. I mean, it's, you know, it's a must. I mean, I can't. Have you ever dated someone who didn't eat pussy?
I dated a guy, and like, he never really ate my pussy, but he would like do it a couple times here and there, surprise
like
me. But then he would do it, and then for like 30 seconds, and then he was done. I was like, what? Why did you stop? So yeah.
Did he say like something, or did you actually say those words, or were you just thinking them?
No, I said that. I was like, why did you stop? Well, no, not in the moment I didn't say that, but afterwards, like, why did you stop? He was like, oh, because I was getting too horny. I was like, right, that's excuse.
Yeah, excuses. I personally cannot date someone if you're not a pussy eater. I am an equal opportunity. I will suck your dick all day. But if you're not doing nothing to satisfy me,
as much as I love sucking dick, I love getting my pussy eaten. And like, I will literally fall in love with guys. Like, fall in love with them if they eat my pussy right.
I mean, I unfortunately got married because of that too. But yeah, and happily divorced. But you know, pussy eating can get you a lot of trouble too.
Take note.
I love it. All right, is there anything that you just said that you started doing a scene and you haven't released it yet. Is there anything that we could look forward to that maybe you haven't done, or maybe some wish list people that you want to work with, things that kind of that you haven't seen before from you?
I think I'm going to start doing more anal.
Okay.
Because anal is kind of like a new thing. There's only like a few scenes out there. So
I saw your eyes like light up and like kind of twitch, so you must like it.
Honestly, I've never ever done like a DP with like without toys involved.
Okay.
So I've never actually done a DP.
So you
ever.
Want to do one?
I think I want to.
I feel like in my personal experience, I've only done a DP one time, and it was on camera. But my biggest thing was like, as soon as I like, off camera we tried it, and I was like, oh, it came immediately, because it's like you're being double stuffed, but it's like an instant, like at least for me, it was an instant like, oh, why haven't I done this before? Now the maneuvering around, because you can't do that many positions, that's the kind of tricky part. But if you like anal and like you have two great performers that know what they're doing, it's a fun time.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna do it. I've never done a gangbang either, so I'm gonna do a DP and a gangbang the next year after my jaw heals more, so I can fit bigger, larger things inside it.
Hey, I like it. We've got levels. You know, we're working up. It's like little toys. It's like we start small and a little bigger and a little bigger and a little bigger.
Yeah, I mean.
I love it. All right, so we're going to play my favorite game. It's called Truth with Texas.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more racier questions, which I know that you're used to racy questions. We are in Exotica, New Jersey, of all places, and so
we can't
get any racier than that. So how this is going to work is I got a categories of questions from romantic, kinky, naughty, and spicy. And we're going to get to know you a little bit better.
Okay.
We're going to start with kinky, because we're talking about DP, anal, all this shit. We got to get down to it, private talk. Shower sex or car sex?
Shower sex is hard because you might slip, and I have slipped and almost hit my head.
Oh no.
So, but car sex, I think I also have to take car sex, because if you like have it in the right part of the car, it's actually, plus it's like, I'm like a voyeur, I'm an exhibitionist, so I like when people watch me, so like,
So the chance of getting caught almost is like the adrenaline makes your pussy wet too.
Yeah. So okay. Car sex 100%.
Now in the car, would he be parked on the side of the road, or were you going to be roadhead and get climbing on top while you're driving?
Not while you're driving, because safety first. I don't need to get in another car accident. I've already been in two of those.
Okay.
So.
Yes. Better safe than sorry. We're going to buckle up and stay in our seats until we get on the private road. All right. Do you have any fetishes? You said you're a voyeur. But what other kind of fetishes do you have?
I don't know.
Do you like maybe bondage? Do you like feet? Do you like just girl? Are you into big titties, big asses?
I like being told what to do.
Okay. So you like being a sub?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, sexually, I'm a sub, but like in my personal life, I'm a dom.
Oh, so. I feel that all day. I'm the same way. I'm an alpha bitch
like,
all day.
Like fucking, like pick me up, position me, tie me up, tell me to say yes, daddy. Like fucking, like tell me to fucking come. And
yes,
I will.
Miss Texas. Yes, Miss Texas. Yes, Miss Texas. You like how I incorporate myself?
I like that.
Bondage? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever been in an orgy? It could be off camera, since you said you haven't done a gangbang, which is multiple.
I haven't done a gangbang, but I did a five-way. It was myself, Alex Jones, Jesse Jones, Gene Wilde, and Chloe Capri.
So, I thought that more than like four or five people was a gangbang, no?
But it was, I feel like a gangbang is when there's one girl and like a bunch of guys.
Okay, so there was multiple girls.
So I didn't have both guys at the same time.
Okay.
They're very large. I wouldn't be able to handle both of them at the same time.
Hey, you'd be surprised, girl.
Like,
you'd be surprised.
Alex Jones is like having sex with him, he's not allowed to go all the way inside me.
So how big is he? Is he like,
oh god,
do we know?
Like, he's like,
is he know, like dread big?
No, he's like Rob Piper big.
I don't think I've ever seen Rob Piper big.
Huh. So he's like,
Google it.
He's like close to 10.
10? Okay.
Yeah, maybe 9, 10. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's. So you he's tell him, you can only halfway fuck me, Alex. Don't go all the way deep, motherfucker. You're going to scream it out.
Yeah, because like, he was like bending me over at a concert with him. He was bending me over and like he went all the way in. And you know like when guys are too long and they go all the way in, you get like that cramps, like that like in
it's
your
like
leg.
It's like diving in your pussy and they're just like, yes! And you're like.
Yeah, and like I was getting little pains in my leg. They're twitching and I was like, what the fuck is, because he was going in too far. So he's like, yeah.
Ease up a little bit. Have you ever called someone the wrong name during sex?
I have not, thankfully. That's why I always just call every guy daddy.
Okay, smart.
You can never
all the words of endearment really help when you don't know someone's name. You just be like, baby?
Like, baby or daddy, you know, it's fine. That's what you do.
What would you say is the weirdest place you've ever had sex? Do you have any kinky places?
So, my first AVN back in 2009.
Okay.
That's how old I am.
It's alright.
So 2009, good. So Joanna Angel was hosting a fetish party in some like suite or whatever. So me and this guy who like was friends with Joanna, we decided to have sex in a closet, but it was pitch dark and like he goes by the name Princess Frank. But he did like a song with her for like Rock and Roll My Butthole.
Okay. That's
her. So he did that song with her. But yeah, like we had sex in a closet at an AVM party. Not in front of our room, but like away in a closet. So
nobody puts baby in the closet, but that day they did. Did you come?
I'm pretty sure I did. Because it was just exciting.
Come.
It was just really exciting.
It's
like,
the adrenaline we talk about.
Yeah, like when
like
I think I'm going to get caught, I'm like, oh yeah, it's super hot.
I love that. What would you say is the sex skill that you are most proud of?
So I've been told that my hand jobs are insane, and so are my blowjobs. So right now I'm like working back and getting my blowjobs up to where they were.
Up to par.
But right now my fucking hand jobs are like really good.
Could you tell the fans out there maybe a trick that's why your hand jobs are so great? I'm gonna hold this for you and give a demonstration.
So you have to like, you have to spit on the cock, make sure there's lots of saliva, and you have to make sure you go like all the way up and down, all the way up and down. So
don't miss any inch. Don't miss any inches.
Yeah, and then you have to twist it too.
All right, I see your body motion going into it. You're getting to it.
And
like
when you get blowjobs, you also have to do that. You have to like blowjob people like this.
You gotta pay attention to all parts.
Yeah.
People forget that sometimes. You know?
Exactly.
It's a trick show.
That's why I don't understand like blowjobs without hands use. So, like wait, you have to use hands.
Yeah,
it's better. And then you like cup the balls, you know.
Really, you can't leave anything out.
I'm really good with my hands.
What would you say is the most number of times you've had sex in one day?
I don't know. I know it hasn't been a lot in one day.
Okay.
And I think I've like had sex, I think 3 was the max.
Okay, 3. Have you ever been too kinky for a partner? Where they were just like, Jessie, I can't take this anymore. You got good pussy. You're just too much for me. I can't.
No, because I find the guys that are really kinky also.
Okay, so you got a good picker.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Moving on. Spicy questions. They're all a little spicy. But how many partners have you had sex with? If you could take a guesstimate, because, you know, we are porn stars, so it's like, it's kind of hard to, like, gauge, but if you guesstimate. Is it the 50 to 100? 100 to 150?
I think it's over 100.
Over
100?
Okay. Because porn is always tricky too, because it's like we do multiple scenes, but we have sex with the same type of, or the same partner, scene partner.
Yeah.
Because it's like there's probably like 20 good people that you would probably like.
Yeah, like there's a good like 5 that are like my top 5 that I always film.
Does that become your porno boyfriend?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So who are some of your porno boyfriends?
Trey Francisco.
Okay.
Isaiah Maxwell.
Okay. As you're clenching your pussy, like,
I have
Isaiah Maxwell.
Who else is my. I've only shot with them once, but Zach Wilde.
Okay.
Also, him and I have the same birthday.
Okay. Was it like fucking yourself or not?
No. It was really good. He's telling what to do. Alex Jones is in my top also.
Just half of Alex Jones, though. Half of Alex Jones' dick.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
I was like, what? Close to me. I think those are like my. I know I'm like forgetting some of my top ones, but those are like what I'm thinking of.
That's a good list.
Yeah.
Do you have a celebrity hall pass?
I don't.
You don't? Is there any celebrities that if they slid in your DM right now that you would just be like, I don't care what situation?
I think I've already fucked all the celebrities that I.
That you want?
Yeah.
Can you name one that you want to share?
I mean, Dan Navarro used to like hook up all the time, and he was my sugar daddy for a while.
Okay. Does he have a nice dick?
He's fine.
Okay,
he's fine.
Well, you stay for a while, so you couldn't be bad, right?
I started having sex with him in 2007.
Oh, okay. When's the last time you had sex with him?
Like a couple of years ago.
Maybe you need to revisit it. It's been a long time, you know?
I know. He's like engaged now.
Oh, so he's a good boy now.
I just gotta wait till he's not engaged.
Hey, nowadays, you never, you know, the long lasts, even when they get married, sometimes it doesn't last, you know?
Yeah.
We'll wish him well, but, you know, she's still here for you, and you're coming back. Toys in the bedroom.
Yes.
Can you tell us a worst hookup story that you've ever had? Is there just a time that really sticks out in your head that you're just like, oh, my God, what am I doing?
I feel like I'm, like, trying to forget all these.
You're like, thanks, Alexis.
Don't make me remember them. We can pass. Although, there's one time when I was doing a scene with a guy, and Jonah had me, I was supposed to be a non-sex extra. It's for a movie. I'm not going to say what movie it is. But she's like, hey, do you want to do a scene today? Because I was tested. I was, like, currently tested. And she's like, I was like, yeah, no problem. So I guess the guy kind of get it up for, like, the girl that was doing it because she was, like, too androgynous looking for him. And he wanted someone more, like, feminine looking. So we're doing the scene, and it's almost time for him to come. And he's using coconut oil to fucking, like, not lube, but coconut oil.
To jerk
and
off.
Then it comes time for the pop shot. And he, like, is, like, going, like he's, like, vigorously, like jerking off, like, he's trying to come. And I'm just, like, I'm like, you know, I have to, like, beg her. You're, like, oh, give me that come. I want the come. And then I was just, like, all right, give it to me. And I'm, like, going, like, cross-eyed, like, watching him,
where
like, fucking, like, jerk off. And then my quasar was, like, all right, we're going to fucking end this because I want to go home and drink some whiskey. You know how Mike is. And he's like, all right, so Jessie, this is what we're going to do. And they put the fucking, you know, the stuff they use for like cum shots, the lotion.
Yeah.
They put it in my mouth. So it looks like he came in my mouth.
Because
they can't put it in my pussy because then I'll get an infection. So they put it in my mouth and put his fucking half hard penis in my mouth to take it out. He didn't get paid that day.
Did you put him on your no list immediately afterwards?
I think everyone put him on his no list. I don't think he's in the industry anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was like one of the worst things when you go to set and you're so excited to work and get fucked and have a great day.
Yeah.
And you get a half hard penis trying to be shoved into you. And I'm like, please stop that.
It hurts too, because then it scrunches up and then it's actually wider than normal and it's like resisting. You can't, it's
yeah.
fucking awful.
Well, I'm
man.
Sorry that happened to you, you know?
that was early in my career. I think that was like 2009 or 10.
Okay, so it's a current. So, you know, yeah. we blocked that out. Sorry we had to relive that, but, you know, we're here, now it went away. All right, naughty questions. Choked or spanked?
I really like being choked. I like spank also, but okay. I prefer choking more and like choking me and then just like telling me what to do.
Have you ever like blacked out from being choked?
No.
No? You're like no. Maybe one day. Blue or spit?
I usually use spit.
Okay.
But when I'm like by myself, I use my own lube.
Okay.
Plus also my lube smells like waffles when you have sex, so sometimes I'll just use that. Like me and Dan Damage, like when we had sex before you said Blake, we would just use my lube and it would just smell like wonderful in the room.
I love it. I love it. Handcuffs or blindfold?
Handcuffs. Because I want to see.
Okay. Like yeah. warrior over here. I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I want to see what you're going to do to me.
What would you say is your biggest turn off that immediately gives you the ink, makes that pussy dry, and you're just like, besides the soft dick?
The way someone kisses.
What was that?
The way someone kisses.
Okay, so you're big into like kissing, like
yeah, I like intimacy, I like connections and stuff. Okay. So I feel like when someone's like a bad kisser, it's like,
hey. It usually means your sex game is weak.
And also like if a guy doesn't know how to eat pussy.
Mm. Turn off.
Would also if a guy doesn't know how to kiss good, he's probably not gonna eat your pussy very well.
This is very true. This is very
so
true.
So that's how you can tell if someone's gonna give you good oral is if they kiss really well.
So make sure you kiss your partners and see if they're good kissers before they know you're gonna go down.
Exactly.
All right, last set of questions.
This is a very informative talk yes. we're having. It's
yes.
like it's like
we're helping the people.
Life lessons.
This is why I always say it's like, you know, we're people helping people one orgasm at a time. And if we don't tell our fans how to, you know, please people,
exactly.
then what are they gonna do? This
exactly.
is what we're here
I mean,
for.
That's what we are. We're sex ed teachers, right?
I like it in some way. Just not with the age, you know, not with the, you know, criteria of it. We're so romantic questions, last set of questions. Making out or cuddling?
Making out.
Cut or uncut?
Uncut. Because I like the squishiness of it.
Okay, they're good for anal too.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Dinner or a movie? What's your preferred date? If anyone was gonna take you on a date, you want a dinner date, a movie date?
Dinner, because I really like putting things in my mouth.
Ooh. No pun intended. Giving or receiving?
So if you would ask me like a year ago, I would have said giving because I could give blowjobs. But I mean, I really love receiving.
Okay.
I love giving over receiving.
Okay.
I used to love that, but now I'm like working back at it. So right now I'm trying to give, but I'm still like self-conscious over it.
Okay.
So,
well, there's new chapters of your lives. You tried yeah. the other, so now let's do the other half. And then after this, then you see which one is really best for you.
Like I got my pussy today, so it was nice. That was
I'm
really
jealous.
Nice. Yeah, and I was like, can you put some fingers? Can you put a finger inside me when you do this? Like, absolutely. And I was like, can you put more fingers inside
tell
me when
you
do
that? Want, girl. That's yeah. the sexy part.
So,
I feel like
so I got my pussy this morning.
High five. I like that. All right, last question. What is the deal breakers for you in a relationship? Being in the industry, I know sometimes it's difficult to date for us girls. What are some major like deal breakers for you?
Not being comfortable with me filming. And like, so a lot of guys are like, yeah, I can totally handle it, but actions speak louder than words. You can't just like, if you say you're okay, you can't date a porn star and not want her to film porn. So if you film and then the guy, like, you can tell when someone like doesn't like what you do or someone like is kind of like
or they
iffy
cry
about it. Yeah.
Or,
so,
or
like,
they're mean to you and they start problems.
Exactly. Don't give me fucking guilt, you know? So I'm just like,
okay.
Yeah.
So
like,
first sign of that, you're over.
Yeah. That's why I wasn't filming for like 2 years because I was like dating a guy who like didn't like,
yeah.
you know.
I also think that's important, like the older that we get too. It's like we always want to be loved. You know, we're sex workers.
Yeah.
So sometimes it is hard to work with, you know, or have people that don't understand our work, but it's like we also know our worth and we also know what we like, and sometimes it's like we need to find partners that are better partners that overall are what we need and want, and not just because someone wants to choose us, where it's like, that person's obviously not fitting for you, is because you blossom more when you do what you want to do.
Exactly.
And
like, we need someone to encourage us. Encourage our happiness.
Let that butterfly grow. Let it grow into beautiful wings.
Exactly.
I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. That's the rest of Truth with Texas.
Yay.
Is there anything that you would like to promote that you have coming up where we can support you?
Subscribe to my OnlyFans, because I'm gonna start filming more, so you'll be able to see a lot of my stuff.
Is it just exactly just your name? Is there a hyphen in it? Is there
any? If you go to ilovejessielee.com.
Okay, there you go, private talk. Go to ilovejessielee.com. Go support her. Everything that she has going on. She's an awesome chick. Thank you so much for taking your time.
You.
Is there anything you want to ask me before we go?
I was gonna ask you if you're ever returning, but you answered that.
I answered it for you.
Yay,
I actually have one more question for you. I forgot. Are you single? Are you in a relationship? What is your status? I know you said you just got your pussy eaten today, but that doesn't mean that you're in a relationship. Is there a chance for these people out there, if they ever wanted to come and see you, meet you, do anything? Single? Dating? What is it?
That's a tough question.
So you're an entanglement.
I'm like
a situationship.
I'm like someone, but
you're not sure yet. You're in the discovery stage.
So I'm like, we were dating, and then I broke up with him, and then I started something again, and then my accident happened, and he took care of me, so we got back together, and I told him I'm filming again soon, and he like told me that he doesn't want me filming, and I was like, fine, I'm gonna do what the fuck I want. So I just started filming again, so I'm seeing what happens with that.
Okay.
But I'm also like, I want to be single. So,
you know, that's your
answer. Like, I know this is like personal information that I shouldn't be giving to everyone, but you know, I prefer to be single.
And you know, it is your personal information and I appreciate you sharing, but at the same time too, it's you're owning who you are and what you want. There's nothing wrong with that. You're a beautiful woman, and until someone does all the things to make you not want to be single, fuck me.
Yeah. So
literally.
I'm single.
Okay.
We'll go with that. We'll go with that. I'm single.
We're single ladies here at Private Talk. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you go and follow Jessie Lee. Until next time.
This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.